Welcome to Evolving KM, a podcast where we discuss how knowledge management is progressing and the impact that it's having on KM professionals. I'm Amy Monahan.
And I'm Gwen McAlpin. In each episode, we interview people who have either worked in or on the periphery of knowledge management. We get their perspective on how the profession is evolving to meet the shifting demands of legal service delivery. This is our introductory episode, so we'll talk a little bit about our backgrounds and why we're making this. Amy, do you want to tell me about how you've come into KM?
Sure. As I mentioned, I'm Amy Monahan. I'm Practice Innovations Manager at Perkins Coie. I've been working in KM for 4-ish years and primarily focusing on implementing technology into legal workflows. I've been focusing on document assembly, expert systems, collaboration platforms, and AI. And I don't have any formal training in technology. I pretty much learned it all on the job. And you, Gwen, how did you come into KM?
Well, I started out as a practicing attorney. I've been in the legal industry in various capacities for over 20 years, and initially started out as a corporate lawyer. As I got closer to the partnership decision, I started having some questions of myself of whether that was the path that I wanted to go down. And the firm was kind enough to work with me to create a knowledge management position, initially to support the business group, but because at that time we didn't have a KM program here, it really expanded almost immediately to be a firm-wide KM program. I was 50-50 for about 2 years where I was continuing to practice law as well as do a KM, and that was kind of rough. So I eventually moved full-time into KM in 2010 and have been here ever since. I also don't have any formal background in technology, but in retrospect, I kind of look back and I realize that I've been applying a lot of KM principles throughout my career. So, you know, even as a paralegal, I was creating flowcharts for 144 opinions and automating my stock option agreements.
Yeah, and very similar, before I formally came into KM, I was doing KM functions. So in the 9 months in between graduating law school and coming into a KM role, I was automating agreements using mail merge and creating process maps. And then once I realized what I was doing and it had a name and it was called knowledge management, I decided I wanted to pursue a knowledge management career rather than a traditional legal career.
Yeah, so I think that shows a little bit that there's a, even if you don't know about the career, there is a mindset that kind of lends itself to it.
Right. So, Gwen, why are we making this podcast?
Well, you know, the idea for this really started at ILTACON last year. I had a lot of conversations with people there where everyone was very focused on how much the KM industry has been evolving, just the nature of work that we're doing. And as a result, the skill sets that are needed on the KM team have been changing as well. So there were a lot of informal conversations that I had with folks where everyone just wanted to kind of pick each other's brains on how are you developing the team that you have to meet some of these new and changing demands? Or if you're expanding your KM team, what kind of skill sets do you need on that team? And how do you go out and find those people? So there seemed to be a real craving last year at ILTACON for more conversation among peers about really the roles of KM professionals.
And there's so many cool perspectives out there, so many people performing different functions within KM or on the periphery of KM, that this really gave us an excuse to talk to these really cool people and hear about their cool jobs and probably get some ideas. So our plan for the series is that we're going to talk to industry vets, we're going to talk to mid-career KM folks, we're going to talk to new KMers, and we're also going to talk to law students. Just to preview a few future episodes, we're going to speak with a group of law students that we worked with this year. They were exposed to the intersections of law and technology in a class at Michigan State University College of Law, and they have some really interesting and new perspectives on these types of roles. And if you're interested in being interviewed for an episode, we'll provide our contact info in the show notes.
And speaking of show notes, we are planning on posting show notes for each episode, and they will include contact information for the people we're interviewing, as well as our contact information and links to some things that we mentioned during those episodes. So be sure to refer to the show notes. These episodes will be posted on ILTA Radio, so be sure to follow them to get all of the future episodes. We are planning on releasing a new episode every week or two. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.